This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. The 18-wheeler drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers right around the area here. We appreciate them tuning in and appreciate them chiming in. Some of them did during the break, as well as our truck drivers, our Amazon truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, and you'll find us there also on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, on Twitter. We're there as Captain's America, Captain's America. And our website is just simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and we're going to go back out to California. We're sitting there patiently awaiting me to put the telephone over to him. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain, I'm right here. That's right.
Yeah, you're sitting at the picnic table tonight. It's balmy and 85 degrees. Now, you wish.
Well, I wish. It's gotten a little bit colder now, especially at night here in Southern California.
Yeah, well, we're going to have temperatures in the morning in the 50s and 60s, low 60s, right here around the bay, and it's going to drop a little bit during the week. We're going to have a cold spell coming through, so the only people you'll see wearing shorts and rollerblading will be the Canadians.
That's right, exactly.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God. Now, Kyle, you and I were talking during the break, and I just posted this all over Facebook. I called it, Here's the Dems' Plan. Now, ironically, it's an article from The Hill. Now, anybody that knows about The Hill and who they are and what they are a very much so liberal rag, right?
Right, right.
They represented themselves as having articles on there written by conservatives from the Republicans and the Libertarians and this, that, and the other, just to get on there and tear the article and or the person apart, correct?
Right, right.
Now, one of our friends that used to be on the show on a regular basis, John Laboutier, who at one time was pretty much a run-of-the-middle-road type guy, Republican, who went to the dark side because he became a never-Trumper, he's over there all the time with articles, and they're not any better than they were before when people said, you got to get rid of this guy.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the article you're talking about, Captain, is something that I've talked about, you've talked about, and we have been alerting people that something will happen after the midterms in terms of what are they going to do about Joe Biden. And a lot of these scenarios, I think, end up with him having to step down, obviously, for health reasons, if the Democrats do want to make a change. One of the ways they can do that, as long as they deal with the Kamala Harris issue in terms of where she would go to serve if she gets a different job or what have you, and that is to try to bring in California Governor Gavin Newsom, which, you know, let's face it, the Democrats don't have a deep bench. They just don't. And I think one of their intentions is to try to have Newsom be the incumbent president before the next election so he runs as an incumbent and doesn't have to go get the nomination per se.
Well, that's true. But what we've got going on here is really interesting because we just saw the game plan, and you and I talked about this, what, 3 months ago or thereabouts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we knew that they got to scheme something, you know, in order to deal with Biden's toxicity. No matter, you know, even taking the midterms out of the equation, Biden still is a gaffe machine, not just a funny gaffe machine in the sense, oh, he misspoke this or that, but he's actually had these huge policy gaffes that the White House constantly has to clean up.
Yeah, and we had a lot of veterans ceremonies over the weekend, not just on Veterans Day, the Friday, but also on Saturday, and even in some cases Sunday, because it rained and they had to postpone a couple of things over to Sunday. And then it rained early Sunday morning, so they had to kind of wait a little bit till it quit raining, and they dried the chairs out that were outside and all that stuff, especially at Bay Pines at the VA hospital there where they have an annual VA service. Now, it was kind of ironic because our newly elected congressional representative wasn't there, and she's a veteran. And our former congressional representative who resigned wasn't there, and he's not a veteran. But instead, they had a congressman who wasn't in the district that was there, and he didn't speak, and he represents the veterans on the Veterans Committee. I just couldn't scratch my head. I just couldn't quite figure this out.
Yeah, very interesting indeed.
Jeez, I'm telling you, you know, the priorities of today's people is just, it's just not there. It's just not there. But anyway, we'll see what happens, and you hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's going to be a little chilly, but so what?
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always concerned.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. God save America. God defend America. And boy, will I. Now, I'll tell you this much. This part of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, they have dared to go out and try to double their total number of happy customers this year. And guess what? They're ahead of pace. And they're ahead of pace because they've got a product that works. When I tell you that I'm taking something that works for me because of the pain, the discomfort, the swelling, the inflammation, all that sort of stuff that I've got going on with me, I mean exactly what I say, because it does. And Relief Factor has become part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation that I have and the pain over the course of the first few hours after I take it. Now, it should be taken regularly, like every day if you have a constant problem. And you take it in the morning with your breakfast. If you need it the second time, you take it at lunchtime. But you should always take it with food. Now, Relief Factor is a product that's all natural. It is 100% drug-free. The ingredients in it are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which actually help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So if you want to have something that supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, try Relief Factor. It comes in convenient individual packets, 4 little capsules, easily to take and dissolvable. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's right, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Mr. Kyle Warren. So, Mr. Kyle.
Yes.
Question before we go to the caller. It could still take, it could still take several days or more to determine the outcome of enough House races before it's known whether or not who's going to have the majority of the 435-seat chamber. Now, the Democrats are acting like it's going to be the Republicans because Nancy has already talked about coming back as a majority leader, not the speaker. That's number one. Number two, it appears now that the Democrats are going to use the midterm results to justify their extreme agenda. Well, the people supported us, right?
Well, they certainly will try to justify that. That's just going to be a natural outgrowth. But, Captain, I don't know that the voters were saying continue with the sort of radical far-left policies that have got us to this point. And the reason I say that is I do think, you know, as we know, the Democrats were just really centering on the idea of abortion or the Supreme Court decision. And while that decision came well before the midterms, they really wanted to parlay that into really their central message. So remains to be seen if that is one of the catalysts for the voting as we've seen it, because it's hard to imagine that they really do want to continue with these policies that have resulted in the high gas prices, unbelievable inflation, high interest rates, you name it.
Well, it doesn't. And the reason I say that is because of all the people that I've run into that have told me that they've had it. They're a matter in hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. And like I say, there were more Republicans that voted this time around than there were Democrats. I've got the numbers. I just read the numbers out a little while ago. And it makes no sense with that statement, more Republicans voted than Democrats, that the Democrats could have done as well as they did. It just makes no sense.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, Captain, is that especially after what happened in 2020 and the outcry of that, it's become sort of this party line that if you even ask a question about, you know, hey, wait a minute, just like you're posing right here, it doesn't make sense to have this number of voters versus this kind of result. But then, see, you're an election denier, and they've laid the foundation for that now.
Okay, let me go to the phone line. Bagab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cam. I was seeing on Mark Levin's program on Fox News today, and he's making the point that basically Reagan got elected on conservative views and conservative ideas, and Trump got elected on conservative views and conservative ideas, and the 2010 midterms were turned around because the same thing, conservative views and the Tea Party thing, and he said basically that the Republicans need to go back to a message of conservatism and achievement and stuff like that.
They don't have that's the problem. They didn't have enough of a positive message.
Right.
Yeah.
And also the quality of their candidates was weak, too. A lot of these candidates, it turned out that I think that one of the Trump turned an odd, and there was a couple more that I can't remember, but some of these candidates were really not quality candidates as far as in relating a conservative agenda. And the other thing I wondered was, is the Republicans doing good in the local races? Because I think that's the foundation for the next time, is if we get the local thing around for Trump. All right. Or for whoever's running for president, that is.
Okay. Well, if you're talking Florida, the answer is yes. They run and operate and control 64 of the 67 counties in Florida. They're red, operated by the Republicans. They're the ones in charge. If you're talking about the rest of the country, I haven't heard anything of that sort of nature. Have you, Kyle?
No, I haven't. And something back Adam and Bob talked about, too, is the sort of candidate quality. And we have heard a lot about that on both sides of the issue, with whether they were great quality candidates or they weren't so great quality candidates. But one thing is certain, though, Captain, is that no matter what, the game of politics, as it were, needs to be played better than the other side is playing. And there's just certain givens, and you have to deal with reality. So you can have candidates that have, quote, never been been politicians before, but they're still entering into an arena, much like Donald Trump found out, that is that you have to there are certain expectations that you have to deal with.
Now, we have a candidate here locally that ran for Florida State Senate. I want to get this right. I believe it was Florida State Senate. And his name was Jay Collins, a veteran who lost his leg and continued to serve his country with a leg, with an artificial leg. Went back into service as a Green Beret. And I have a great deal of respect for the man. I met him. I talked to him. By the way, I talked to him on Veterans Day over at the Mission Barbecue that we were at. He stopped by, and I had quite a conversation with him. And again, he's somebody that you just want to stand up and go, whoa, for, you know what I mean? Because
wow,
he's that type of guy. And I think he's going to do very well. He's got a lot of help. The governor is standing behind him. A lot of veterans are behind him. We're going to do what we can with what we can do.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep. Now, again, the thing of it is when they came out with this commitment to America, which I thought was good, they didn't come out with it as early as we all assumed they were going to, because we thought they were going to come out with a contract from America. It was tossed around several times. And then it was like the very last month it showed up.
Right, and that's definitely a fail in that sense, because it does take time for the message to permeate. And of course, as soon as we had heard about it, definitely people were talking about it, but it wasn't central to the GOP races that were going on at that time. It really needed to be. I think that's where Newt Gingrich was able to accomplish what he did with the GOP back in the 90s.
Yeah, and he had a message. He had a message. It was right there in red, white, and blue. It was spelled out, and everybody could see, and everybody understood it, and we heard about it for, I would say, at least 6 months.
Well, exactly. See, here's how it goes. You know, negative campaigning does work. This is why you always see so many negative campaign ads. But beyond that, Captain, especially in this go-around, it couldn't simply be the Democrats are bad, they've done bad things, and so therefore the GOP will naturally inherit all kinds of support. That's where I think some of it fell down. And if they were able to make that positive message, give people something to vote for, that would make a huge difference.
All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're going to come back right after the bottom of the hour. News and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And I'll be back, and we'll be back, with more. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to tell you how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Six people were killed, 53 others were wounded on Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul in what Turkish President Erdogan called a bomb attack that smells like terrorism. Ambulances raced to the scene on the packed Istanbul Avenue, which police had quickly cordoned off. United States President Joe Biden will make clear in his bilateral meeting with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Indonesia that his country seeks no conflict, a White House official said on Sunday. The two leaders are set to meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali this week for their first face-to-face meeting since Biden took office in January 2021. Democrats are celebrating retaining control of the Senate, which they clinched with the victory of Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, overcoming President Biden's weak job approval ratings, high inflation, and the historical advantages of the opposition during midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell me, Captain Sension, here's why. HeroesMile.com happens to be veterans helping veterans. Now, there are a few exceptions because they have some first responders in there helping first responders. All of that being said, I want you to check out the website, HeroesMile.com. That's HeroesMile.com. HeroesMile.com. And then, if you have any questions, give them a call at 1-888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 1-888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. That's their phone number. The website is heroesmile.com. If you're having any problems at all and need someone to talk to that knows what it's like to walk a mile in your shoes, give them a call. And by the way, they'll help you with your financial trouble if you're having some problems. Maybe you can't get a veterans claim through, or maybe your money is not lasting as far, much as it should, and you need to have a little help, establish a budget, whatever. They'll do all of that for you. They'll work with you. HeroesMile.com. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. First of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got to thinking about something. Did you hear Cal Thomas during that break?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear him on that one, no.
Okay, well, Cal Thomas, during that break, said, and I quote, "The problem with this election cycle was you had Donald Trump out there talking about his ego. He was out there for his ego. And more than likely, was, well, I did this and I did that and I did, you know, talking about his ego. Ron DeSantis was out campaigning, talking about his team, and all the accomplishments that they'd had with the hurricanes and with the budgets and with the tax cuts and all that. His team. I heard him say it almost every time he opened his mouth.
Yeah, well, of course, I think that's a definite contrast there.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Well, of course.
It's not about one person. Never has been.
No, it hasn't. And but Donald Trump, of course, is going to continue to sort of feed on that, though.
That's because he's got an ego that's 15 miles wide.
Well, sure. But, you know, even people who run for president, you know, they have to have some kind of huge ego. They have to have some kind of fire in the belly. But for Trump, it seems to have overflowed into sort of turning off people that would typically vote for not just for him, but for you know, other candidates.
Let me tell you a little secret that I learned in life a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
People want to hear about you to a certain degree, and then they get done hearing about you. But they always want to hear about your team and you're working with the people in your system that are helping and this, that, and the other. They always want to hear about that. So that's the difference. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning. Good morning to West Coast following Cup 7 Climate Conference in Egypt for several sources, including the African Channel. Now, Joe Biden has pledged $150 million to a plan that is asking developed nations to donate $1 billion to underdeveloped countries in Africa and abroad. Now, Africa, while safari tour, is crippled because where there were once a watering holes for animals are drying up at an enormous rate, as well as the rivers, causing death to hundreds of thousands of animals from giraffes, rhinoceros, hippos, elephants, and big cats, hyenas, hogs, you know, dying, through this problem. Now, the rain no longer comes on time for farmers across Africa. Their rain season is going through a reversal of devastation. I am not a globalist, but I believe in us understanding COP27 is all about bullying control of human lives across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the world elites versus normal citizens who rejects their vision, China will not allow COP27 in China. The only thing proposed by China is to have 60,000 soldiers plant 70 billion trees by 2030. China, India, Russia are continuing to build coal-fired plants faster than you can blink your eye, folks. Joe Biden is not doing a damn thing about it because to the Chinese, he is indeed the big guy who is highly compromised. Thank you very much, Captain.
All right, I agree. Thank you. By the way, you know something? Joe Biden is, in fact, the big guy. We've known about it for a long time, but who's going to do anything about it?
Well, right now, nobody, I think. But, you know, one of the answers, though, too, I think, has always been, historically, for the United States, is let the United States do the things that it can do. Let the American people be able to innovate. Let the market be able to find out the best solutions to things. And then, no matter what the latest geopolitical foe, China or whomever it might be, we're still going to be able to meet them, and we're going to be able to best them as time goes by. I think it's just that simple. But you can't keep restraining the American people, and you can't keep, you know, hog-tying, well, we're not going to drill, and there'll be no more drilling, as Elliot was talking about, no more coal-fired power plants. I mean, come on, man.
Okay, I know we can help the Africans with their water problem. Obviously, you build another canal or two here, you bring more water in from somewhere, another sea, another ocean, whatever. But in California, for years and years and years, they've had a water problem, right?
Well, yes.
And they never do anything about the runoff that comes down off the mountaintops that goes right out into the ocean, correct?
That's key, yes.
Why in the hell wouldn't you take that water and bring it right down into the desert?
Well, that sounds like too much of a common sense, practical solution. It may be an engineering feat. There's nothing, no doubt about that.
They've already got the canals. They just don't use them.
Well, but it has to do, I think, with the delta smelt fish that could be infected with the. I'm telling you,
I know I've heard it, but stop. That's 6-inch fish?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, but this Jeez. Is one of the things. Well, but yeah, but this, and guess what? I mean, there are ways that you could figure out how to make these kinds of things work. When you just shut down ideas and just say no, basically, then you're tying yourself up to where you can't actually come up with a real solution. And that's the problem. See, that's the problem with leftist ideology. Leftist ideology says, we're going to tell everybody there's no more gasoline, so everybody get an electric car. But, of course, we can't really make the electric cars go because we don't have the electricity to do it. On it goes, but they've mandated it.
If it comes to a person versus a 6-inch long fish, I'll take the person every time.
Well, of course. But quite frankly, Captain, these solutions are staring us right in the face, and California doesn't have to be going through the drought that it's going through right now. The California farmers in the Central Valley don't have to be going through what they're going through. Because when you let an abundance of ideas, or what they call a thousand flowers bloom, you know, you find that idea and you can actually do good with it. But when you mandate this is how it shall be, well, you know, we've seen how that works historically in different countries over time.
Yeah, very, very true. And we know about China being in Africa. We know about Russia being in Africa. We know about Iran being in Africa. And we know about Cuba being in Africa. Remember Cuba got in there? They got in trouble. They got into some sort of revolution somewhere there. And I don't know if they got booted out or not, but they had to leave the country. I know that much.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. But you know, they're all over there, and they're doing what they can do. We know that. We're trying to be in the middle and go after the rare earth metals and maybe even some oil and whatnot that's over there. But, again, we have our own problems, number one. Number two, we have more than enough oil to supply ourselves. Let these people go and do their own thing while we do what we need to do to survive and still be the strongest nation on the face of the planet. Just my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I got a little surprise here. I found one of my favorite liners, so we're going to play it. And we're going to go to break. We'll be back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Came out, Kyle, but I'll tell you what, it looks like it's got to be an 80s song because of the way the hair is.
Well, it's a great year, Captain. It's 1986.
Hey, it was right. It was right.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
they had the shoulder hair and all, you know, all bunched up and fluffed up and all that stuff, and that's That's when I remember that hairstyle. So there you go. All right. Well, my friend, let's let you start out west because it looks like we had a couple changes since last hour.
Well, you know, Captain, we're tracking some snow tonight. This is going to be south of Colorado Springs in Colorado, coming down I-25. Definitely going to have some sleet coming across the road in Pueblo. Colorado City, though, of course, you're going to be getting snow all the way down to Wallensburg. And we've also got snow out to the east of there over near Lamar as well. And then, of course, as you head down I-25, by the time you get to Wagon Mound, you're going to have more snow. They've definitely got snow near and in and around Santa Fe right now. And then right now we've got sleet and snow, mix of the stuff that's going to be east of Albuquerque. And then, of course, now down south of Corona, this is U.S. Highway 54. You've got sleet and rain coming across the road as you head down towards the intersection with Highway 380. So you want to be aware of that. We continue with winter weather advisories in parts of southern Montana, this just over the border of Wyoming, and up near Billings. This is going to be south of Billings. We've got winter weather advisories east of Helena right now. We continue with dense fog, though. This is important for our truckers and drivers out there. Southern Oregon, Lakeview, up 395, you've got fog. You've also got fog coming down south of Portland from Salem all the way down to Cottage Grove, so you want to be aware of that. And we also have a frost advisory in Northern California, south of Redding, along Interstate 5, down through about to Modesto, and to round it out, we've got high winds coming to Southern California this week, at least for a day or two, maybe starting on Tuesday. So be careful out there with high-profile vehicles.
Well, let's take a look at Texas first, because east of El Paso, over there towards Van Horn, And over towards Fort Stockton, you've got some unsettled weather conditions for what's going to be some wind for sure. There is some snow that's in a higher elevation. We could get some sleet. We could get some freezing rain. Temperature's all about right for all of that stuff. But let's go up a little bit further to Lubbock, on up to Amarillo, over to Plainview, on down towards over into Oklahoma, certainly over to I-35, coming north out of Dallas up to Oklahoma City, and then up into Kansas, up towards Salina, and up into central Kansas, you've got snow. You've got sleet in some areas of Oklahoma tonight, central Oklahoma. You probably have some freezing rain in the mix there, too. The temperature is going to be getting colder, so I believe that will all turn to snow. They are calling for 4 to 6 inches of snow from Amarillo almost all the way to Oklahoma City. So that's going to be exciting tonight coming across there, especially you furniture haulers out there and you moving vans that don't have a lot of weight on there. It could get exciting for you, so be careful. And it's going to be a winter wonderland for a couple of days. Now moving up into the lower central part of Minnesota tonight, right now we have some unsettled weather up there as it appears to be snowing. Right there, right at the moment, right on the border, right there, about 20 miles into Minnesota from the Iowa line. And that being said, going up into Duluth, up into that area, you've got some snow flurries up in there, some cold temperatures. The northern part of Michigan tonight, the northern peninsula, is also very cold. I'm going to come back down to the south because from the central part of Alabama to include Birmingham, north of Montgomery, and over I-20 into Atlanta, and also up through Atlanta towards Augusta, you've got fog, dense fog. You've got some rough seas, if you will, right along the coastline, pretty much all the way from Pensacola, Florida, all the way over to Corpus Christi, Texas tonight with the windy conditions and the things that are going on over that way. Now, let's also go up into the east coast of the United States because we do have some fog tonight, Chesapeake Bay and up towards Jersey and down towards Cape Hatteras. We do have a gale warning from Cape Cod all the way to Nova Scotia tonight, all along the ocean there, so be careful. It's going to be really rough for you going up that way. And that pretty much takes care of all of that. So, Kyle, tell us who brings us the Truckin' Highway and Byway Report.
Well, Captain, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you every morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can join the rewards program, get great offers, save a lot of money, and save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and December 31st. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we look forward to listening to you by going over to the KyleWarnShow.com website. And, of course, there's other avenues. They'll find out about how to hear you over there as well.
That's right, KyleWarnShow.com.
All right, talk to you tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warn from the Kyle Warn Show and the Professor of Politics. We have him on every night for the first couple hours of the program. And now we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So let me go on over there to her. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You're wide awake. You've had four cups of coffee, and you're ready to go.
Well, I've had one.
All right.
Four.
Well, one will work.
Right.
One will work. All right. Well, listen, we've had a lot of people are really ticked off about the election results. And there's plenty of blame to go around. And for anybody to try to put the blame on one person, nah, I don't go for that. But I will tell you this. Donald Trump has to assume some of the blame because people did vote against him. Like it or not, they did. Even Republicans and Democrats both. And Mitch McConnell has to share some blame. And so don't the candidates themselves, because they waited to get a message of some sort until about a month before the election. The Commitment to America came out, and it's like, well, where have you been?
Well, people don't really start paying any kind of attention to the elections until about a month before voting day anyway, except in Pennsylvania, where, you know, there was 50 days of early voting. So exactly what did those people who voted inside that 50 days vote on, I would argue. So
we know they were predominantly Democrats. We know that. They didn't care what they voted on.
I don't think that there's any one or two or three sets of reasons.
No.
I think there are probably multiple reasons.
Sure.
Least of which I think is that we still need to challenge the mechanics of how this system, the voting system, comes down. And
yep.
I don't think that we can deny that.
Nope.
For these states still not to be able to have their tabulations completed, number one, or number two, it took so long, is just really an outrage.
Yep.
But we are where we are, so it isn't pretty, but we got to fix it.
All right, I agree. And when we come back, folks, we're going to give you an update on that shooting earlier in University of Virginia. I've got a brand new report that just came out from that area, Charlottesville, Virginia. And they are still looking for the suspect, Christopher Darnell Jones. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We continue right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.